A researcher may ask a question like, how many clusters and how many individuals within clusters should be selected? As a general rule, the more clusters you select, with the fewest individuals in each, the more representative your sampling will be. Unfortunately, this strategy also maximizes the cost of the sample. The more clusters selected, the higher the travel costs. Remember, too, that the more internally homogeneous the clusters, the fewer cases needed per cluster. Homogeneity within a cluster is good. Cluster sampling is a very popular method among survey researchers, but it has one drawback. Sampling error is greater in a cluster sample than in a simple random sample. This error increases as the number of clusters decreases, and it decreases as the homogeneity of cases per cluster increases.